us. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to our beautiful exchange service. Today is Wednesday, and it's been a long day for some of us. Some of us went to work. Some of us, we are still working remotely. These are interesting times because we have something that is global. We call that the COVID-19. It's global. These are indeed challenging times for many people. Many people in their families, in their career paths, in their businesses. But in all, God is a sovereign God. At the last week, God Experience Service, we were looking at the subjects of thriving in difficult times. Today, we will look at maintaining your posture of faith, even in difficult times. And right here tonight, to give us God's perspective to this topic, I have Minister Kenny Giwa right here. Thank you for joining tonight.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you for joining. Thanks, and I also have... We call him the PG of God. So I have him here tonight as we just take time. Just relax. Relax with your families and friends. Get your kids together. If you're really going to distract you, get them to do something. They can even watch with you. But, hey, get your papers. Get your notes ready. Get your writing things ready as we look at this perspective. I'd like to hand over the baton to Minister Kenny as we start out tonight.
Thank you, Pastor. Like you rightly said, it's important that we maintain our posture of faith, especially at such a time like this. A lot of things have been said. There have been a lot of teaching, even from the church and people at home and working from remote places. It appears as if we're entering into such a quite challenging phase. But the truth is, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's not a man that he should lie, and he's not a son of man that he will repent. Whatever he has promised, he has said we do, we definitely come to pass. So we at Lighthouse, something is very key. There are a lot of promises that has been made. We started off the year on a quite very promising note.
Yeah.
He has said it, and he will definitely bring it to pass. So we don't have to be distracted with the challenges. The truth is, he knows the end from the beginning. And everything we're passing through, basically, is part of the plan. It's part of the plan. We have our 12 promises. It's our year of divine perfection.
Yeah.
He's still perfecting everything.
Amen.
So for me and for my other, for every other person, I believe the key word which I've hold on firmly unto his 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 19. He said, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. There's a reason why he didn't just say give thanks. He says in all circumstances, and this is also a time. Just in our short moment, just to encourage us, one of the key areas that I've used to motivate and just keep myself going at such a time like this has been the lesson. We know we can't underestimate whatever we're passing through. Paul as a person has passed through tough, difficult times. So there's no other person in a position to encourage us on how to go through this, maintaining our faith in this moment of seemingly so-called ashes. It's not hard for us. But if you look at the position of Paul in 2 Timothy, so he was encouraging him. If you look at our modern world, people believe that, okay, the Christianity, because if you also look deep into the testimony of Paul, is not the kind of life that everybody desires, so to say. A lot of tough things. But that aside, let me stay on that and let's speak it from Timothy. Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 2, he was writing to Timothy. And he was encouraging him. He was guiding him on how he will maintain his faith at such a time like this. That was the deepest time for Paul too. Because he was frightened from the prison. Was in the Roman prison. Nothing was loose good. His condition is deep, is far beyond what we're experiencing now. But he has looked into the life. He said, Timothy, tough time will come. And if you look at that account in 2 Timothy chapter 2, he actually outlined how he's meant to handle those situations. And for me too, it's been a challenge. It's been a motivation for me. Just that I know how I will channel this through this difficult time. He said, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Glory to God.
And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's urging him to join in his suffering like a good soldier and the likes. But he's saying he's just encouraging us to keep our faith. And how do we keep our faith? Is by this word of God.
Yeah.
We go back to this study of the word. We stay close with the word. And we confess good things. A lot of things have been said. Either positively, negatively. The social media doesn't look like it's helping the matter. But we as Christians, we hold on to the word and say we should rejoice always. We pray continually.
Yeah.
He said, in every circumstance, let's always give thanks. So we maintain our posture of faith at every time. And we're not carrier of bad things. We're not carrier. Isn't first 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. Paul was telling Timothy, he was addressing the position of fear. And that's the position, that's where a lot of Christians found themselves today. They are fearful. Because you're saying, this is doing this, this is doing this. We're giving a lot of things that are fearing, like, well, that's just creating fear in people. That is not us. We are carrier of the light. And we keep spreading the light. Before I just pass it, let Pastor Gwenga shed more light, I would like to just throw also light on some things, our expectations as believers. Something has been coming to mind. As much as it looks like we are at this time, at this point in time, a lot of opportunities are springing up there.
Amen. Yeah.
A lot of opportunities are springing up.
Yeah.
And God has positioned us. Part of our promise is that new lines of business are evolving.
It
has started evolving.
Yes.
One thing I say, they say luck is when what preparedness means opportunity. The opportunity has created itself for us now. God has given us additional 5 weeks to prepare. You know, some Christians are still struggling about who moved my cheese. The cheese has moved. You are still looking for who moved it. So he's saying, the 5 weeks I've given you is to prepare. I've created that opportunity. So how have we been preparing to maximize that opportunity to build up our preparation? So we should have learned, the skills, everything is changing. And we're coming into the reality of the new normal.
Yeah.
The new normal is taking, because everything is changing. And Pastor, I need to also, the revival, the place of the church is changing.
Yeah.
During this situation, I have seen a lot of, even the so-called celebrity in the secular space, they've taken time to seek the face of God.
Yeah.
At some point, I followed so-called Tiwa Savage did a prayer session. And it was quite interesting, intense prayer session. 2 days ago, DMS went to Instagram Live for the first time. He was preaching the gospel.
Yeah.
He opened the Bible and he's saying preaching the gospel. So for us to win the soul, God has just is like he just brought it on a platter of good for us. But he's waiting for us to still maximize that space. So for me is a lot of things might be happening, but I can say the opportunities are there.
Yeah.
And for us as Christians, there's no other time for us to hold firm to our faith. There's no other time for us to hold firm to that thing that God has called us to do.
Yeah.
New lines of business are evolving.
Yeah.
The opportunities are there.
Yeah.
God has given us this space of time to prepare ourselves.
Yeah.
So how much have we prepared ourselves as Christians?
Yeah.
We don't just go into the world and start criticizing and start saying a lot of things. God has given us that window. 5 weeks now, it might still be counting.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, you'll say, this opportunity was here glaring at you.
Yeah.
But how have you prepared ourselves as Christians? How we prepare? Have we taken up this place of ministry in terms of reaching out to people and drawing souls to Christ?
Yeah.
How will we be the light in this place of darkness?
I'm just so excited to hear you that in the last 5 weeks, it's an opportunity for us. It's a time of opportunity. And what I can glean from what you just said is the fact that we have this window of a period of time to prepare for our opportunities. And right there at home tonight, or wherever you're watching us from, this is your time of preparation. And they say, it's been said about the peas, that preparation is the great way, or the gateway to opportunity. And proper preparation will always prevent poor performance in the market space of life. So how are you preparing at this time? Preparation, a lot of us, we have slept more than enough. So it's not even a time to be sleeping anymore. It's a time to dream while you are sleeping, but it's also a time to wake up dreaming for the new normal that is here upon us. I think PG has something to say just about that.
Okay, thank you so much, Pastor. Mr. Kenny, what a wonderful opening.
Yeah,
I feel like just jumping up my seat. You know, to me, the Word of God is like an energizer.
Yeah,
you can't take it away from the Word of God. Social media shows what people believe and their perspective, but the truth is, there is only one sure Word of God. That's the Scripture. As a believer, so you went to a church on the 31st. You had a prophetic word. Oh, for us in Lighthouse, we had a beautiful prophetic word. Our year of divine perfection. This crisis is part of the perfection.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
All things working together for our good.
He said, thanks be to God who causes us to triumph. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So, for us in Lighthouse, it's a wonderful season. So, if you're listening to me, say, what are they saying? We are not intoxicated. Yeah. We are only intoxicated by the Word of God.
Yeah.
There is nothing as valid as the Word of God.
Yeah.
The scripture says, Matthew 24:35, say, heaven and earth may pass away. He said, one jot out of my word. Psalm 1:1, I said, forever, O Lord. Thy word is settled. When God tells me this, why do I have to have? He said, be anxious for nothing. Apostle Paul had a glimpse of this in Philippians. He said, your joy should be on auto repeat. That's what I tell people. It should be, you know, when you have a music on auto repeat. There are two fundamental ingredients that you need at this time. One, the joy of the Lord. Two, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. When you have these two, you come out stronger.
Yeah.
I will take it further. I want to read a scripture to us. This scripture blows. When Mr. Kenny was just talking, that was the scripture that came to mind. He said, there is nothing we are going through that Apostle Paul has not suffered. And Apostle Paul, when he says, follow me as I follow Christ, I think he has every authority to say that. And we are not ashamed to follow him.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians 4:8. I will read it from the Passion Translation. It said, though we experience every kind of pressure, he said, we are not crushed. At times, we don't know what to do. Like somebody listening to me now. You think the world has come to an end. No. I have a good news for you.
Amen.
He said, but quitting is not an option. I don't know if you heard that. He said, quitting is for you. I don't know, you might be watching me. They've given you a sack letter. It is still not an option.
Yeah.
There is something about you that is about to be unleashed.
Yeah.
The world has not seen it. So Apostle Paul is telling us that quitting is not an option. He said, we are persecuted by others, but God has not forsaken us. So if you've been in Lighthouse for some time, our pastor has a slogan. He said, and the slogan is simple. He said, God can never mismanage your life.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah.
God can never mismanage your life. So that is the word paraphrased here. He spoke further. In seconds, Peter had an inclination of this and arrest before I give it to Pastor Kenny again. He said, 2 Peter 2:19, he said, we have a more sure word of prophecy.
Yeah.
I didn't go to an Ivy League secondary school. But more sure is not a good English. If something is sure, it is sure. What is more sure? But, you know, that was the best way Peter could describe it. He said, we have a more sure word. So, if every other thing fails, it will not fail. It is more than sure. Do you understand that English? It is more than sure. He said, we have a more sure word of prophecy.
Yeah.
So, I just want to plant this in somebody's heart. It doesn't matter what is happening. What has God told you in January?
Yeah.
Hold on to it.
Yeah.
It will still come to pass.
Amen.
And I can guarantee you, 2020 will be your best year ever.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He said, we understand by faith.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where the angle I want you to look at it from. There is a more sure word of prophecy. God spoke to your heart.
Yeah,
what is happening does not negate what God has said.
Yes, Lord. Glory to God.
Somebody needs to hear that. What is happening, COVID-19, is not powerful enough to negate the validity of God's word.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Somebody needs to hear that from the comfort of your home. COVID-19, recession, economic world recession, is not capable enough. It is not strong enough. It is not potent enough to negate what God has spoken to you.
Yeah.
If he has said it, it will come to pass.
Yeah, I'm just so excited already about maintaining a posture of faith. And I can't just but write. some weeks ago, I was just flipping through my Instagram account, or rather Instagram, and I read someone was upset that in December, is God still not alive? Because in December, we went to church. He gave us promises. Even their pastors told us that this is the best year. And then we hit January. And before you know it, by February, everything looked upside down. And here we are today. We can't even go out. We can't even go and work out the plans that we have for the year. And that person was ranting that, there is nothing like goal setting. There is nothing like planning for the future. Just live the way you want to live. F-A-T-E, whatever will happen, and the world will not come to an end. But hey, there is a posture to maintain. I love what you said, PG. All things are still working together for our good. And I think I've noted this down, just in case you missed it, Hal, that this is a time of preparedness. This is a time to prepare for your opportunity. This is a time to plan for the future, because difficult times, they don't last forever. But very strong people who build their lives in the world, they outlast difficult times. So this is your time of preparedness. This is your time to see opportunities. This is your time to see opportunity. And then thirdly, this is a time to maintain the joy of the Lord. When difficult times come, you realize the stuff that people are made of. So, but this is a time to maintain the joy of the Lord. And fourthly, this is a time to allow the peace of God to garrison your heart and mind together in Christ Jesus. And then, I love the last thing that PG dropped. You cannot afford to quit right now. I want you to look into my face tonight. That's a word from the Lord. It doesn't matter how difficult things have been, even up to this time. You cannot afford to quit. You have come too far with God in your faith walk. And that's a posture that we need to maintain. I love what Apostle Paul said. Like you said, that we can listen to him.
Yes,
he said, why we look? So we are looking. And we see the fact and figure. But the only thing is that we are not looking at the things which are seen. Because the things which are seen, they are temporal. They are subject to change. But the ones that we put our trust in, which is the determinant of our faith, they are eternal things. So this time, you have to maintain your posture of faith. Minister Kenny, let's hear what the Lord is putting on your heart again.
All right, thanks, Pastor. Just we've touched on quite some notable areas. But it's still important that I want to shed, just to spend more time on the fact that it's a lockdown period, so to say. But the word of God cannot be locked down.
Yes, wow.
It can't be banned. So the work, and I still,
glory,
and it's fine.
Glory.
Maybe we just maintain Apostle Paul. Back then, the No technology, nothing. The word, the gospel of God were being spread right from prison, through letters, through all those things. So how much more now? So the word of God is not bound. And either way, the gospel will continue to propagate and spread. The Bible says, I will build my church and gates of hell and AIDS will not prevail. So it's just an encouragement to us again that we should hold firm to that word. We should hold firm to the word and we should try and look for all the channels that is available to propagate the word. God have provided, the ground is fertile already. People are desperate, they are thirsty for the word of God.
They are hungry.
They are hungry. Yes,
the
they are hungry for the supernatural.
Yeah.
So it's just it's an opportunity that has been provided. It's just for us to leverage on it and take action as the son and good daughters of God in the Christ. So let's leverage on this. Let's spread the word of God. And let's just take our position rightly in that place.
And then maybe before PG comes on, talking about one of the opportunities that we have. And Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14 talks about a time that will come when the glory of God will cover the whole heart, as the water covers the sea.
Yes, sir.
Paul also, we're talking about Paul again. He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. The gospel? The good news. And many people say there is no hope. Many people say there is casting down. The gospel is that there is lifting up.
Hallelujah.
And many people say, the economy is suffering. There is going to be a famine period. The gospel says you will laugh at destruction and famine.
Yes.
So this is one of the times that we have to be an agent of the gospel. I love a translation that I read recently about Romans chapter 1 verse 16. It says, this is the time to talk about Christ and his power to save, his power to deliver. So we are in such an awesome time. So maintain that posture that we are in such a awesome time. He said, I have been young, now I am old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor is seed begging for bread. PG, just take the flow, please.
So you ask a question, why are these people happy? Why are they intoxicated? Like I said, don't worry, we are intoxicated by the Holy Spirit. Don't worry, calm down. So what must I do in this period? God has given me a word. What must I do? I'm losing the face of this world. So the question, you are listening to me, what must I do? 2 Corinthians 4:13. He said, we believe, therefore we speak. We believe, therefore we speak. The first thing, you have to go back to that diary. You have to go back to that jotter where you wrote it down. You have to believe before you start speaking it. He said, we believe, therefore we speak. So my first admonition to you is that you have to believe. For you to have doubted it, it's an unbelief. So you have to go back to where it was originally given to you. You bring it out. The scriptural reference that backed up that word. Now, every prophetic word is scripture based.
Wow.
Every prophetic word is rooted in the word of God. I am not talking about someone that hates and has started prophesying to you. No. No. If God has given you a prophetic word, it must be rooted in the word of God. How do I know? You check it up from the Bible. God will not give you a word outside of his word. So, you go back, pick up the scriptures, read it over and over again. Let it sink into your spirit, man. Where you wrote it down, some of you might need to paste it on your wall. As you see it, it drops in. He said, we believe, therefore we speak.
Hallelujah.
When you believe, the speaking will naturally come forth. When you believe it, speaking becomes easy for you. And you begin to chant. Does it interest you to know that Psalms were chant of David? They were prayers, sir, offered from a heart that is hungry. So you carry those Psalms down and you are saying, if you are from my tribe, the Yoruba speaking, Oluwa. These were words offered by someone. You can offer your own psalms. You can offer your own psalms by speaking to God. And you begin to speak. It wells up on your inside. You begin to look up to God. You begin to speak. You maintain a posture of confession. And now, I am not talking about a mental ascent, Minister Kenny. No, no. Pastor, no. You know, psychologists, they pick the word of God. They try to tweak it. No, that's not what we're talking. Your confession must be rooted in the word of God. It must be rooted in the word of God. Your confession must find place rooted in the word of God. So when you get it, you begin to speak it. It begins to enter your spirit man. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it is not just a mental asset of what you're saying. Somebody give you a book, word of affirmation. No. That's not what we're talking about. Confession is word-based. It's scripture-based. It is rooted in the word of God.
You
speak it. You speak it. You confess it. When you walk, you say it. When you sleep, it's your spirit man. When you wake up, you are chewing the word of God. So those two, I'll stop there before we go further. Those two will help you in this phase. If you have lost a track of what God has told you. Number one, we believe, therefore we speak. We believe, therefore we speak. The believing must come, then the confession takes place.
Yeah. Wow. We're running out of time. But maybe let me just ask you. Just respond to that. I'm already just jingling where I'm seated now because it's more like the word is shut up in my bones. I feel like preaching, but I can't preach.
Yes, sir.
Can we cut that? Huh? The mic, is it that is not working? Please try and as much as possible to limit movement. Please, we are being distracted. I, as a person, I'm distracted. Those who are moving around, limit movement. Because my eyes, as soon as the door is open, my eyes just travel in those directions. So you pick it from...
We believe.
As PG said.
So you can join it, Abby.
Ah, of course, they can.
So
somebody is coming in again. So let's just please help us restrict the movement. We have been distracted. Are you coming in or you are going back? Okay.
So thanks, PG. We believe and we speak.
Yes.
So we believe it and we confess the word. And that should be our practice all through this period. But I also touch on it. I think some people have been asking some questions, which is important. We say that has God changed his mind? Has his word changed? Is it still God? And his promises, has it been rendered useless at such a time like this? It just comes back to that belief. When we hold firm to that word of God, we know that, like we rightly said earlier, that is not a man. His word, whatever he says, is A and amen. He cannot come back to change his mind. And he has not forsaken us at this point in time. So those are words we should confess as a Christian. You see, this slight affliction is for a moment.
Wow.
He worked for us exceeding eternal weight of glory. So the glory is, let's just hold on to the faith and see where God is leading us to. And we continue to confess what we believe. We don't just play it at the back of our mind. We confess it. We say it and we confess it daily. And it's just a matter of time. We just see things begin to change and working in our favors. And everything just keep falling in pleasant places for us.
Amen.
So like you rightly said, we should maintain that posture of faith.
I think PG will just give us last thoughts even on this.
Okay, I just want to read something out. I think it's going to capture this.
Yeah.
Somebody's saying, is this word still relevant?
Yeah.
anything you find in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation was not put there by any man, but by the Holy Spirit himself. The Bible is not a history book. It carries life, and that life is transmitted to your acceptance of the prophetic word.
Hallelujah.
So the word is not a book of opinion. That is the word of God.
Wow, 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 wow.
It is not giving you ideas. It is not a documentation of event. It is the will of God signed, sealed, and packaged for your welfare. You have to see. I understand the pressure out there. You have to believe what the word of God says about your situation more than what the social media is saying.
Yes.
More than what a psychologist is saying.
Yes.
More than what a theoretical person is saying. The word of God is valid. It is applicable in your present situation.
Hallelujah.
Like I read out to you, it is not a documentation of event. It is the very express life of God packaged for your welfare. If you see it from this point of view, I tell you, you're going to bounce back.
Well, time has gone, but let me just recap. At the Beautiful Exchange Service tonight, we've learned that, hey, we can maintain a posture of faith and thrive in difficult times. One, by using this period to prepare ourselves. We prepare ourselves in prayer. We prepare ourselves in the study and meditation of the word. We prepare ourselves in encouraging ourselves into action. And then secondly, there is opportunity. There is opportunity. They've started abandoning in different dimensions. So post-COVID, there are opportunities waiting for us out there. And then while we are still in the lockdown, as it were, maintain the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Hallelujah.
And then let the peace of God garrison your heart and mind together. We are not ruled by CNN. We are not ruled by BBC, even though they are, routes to get information, basic information. But, hey, we are ruled by the word of the Lord. Let the peace of God garrison your heart. And then you cannot afford to quit right now.
Yes, sir.
You have come too far with God for you to quit. And then the lockdown period. Thank God heaven is not locked down.
Hallelujah.
Thank God the Holy Spirit is still at work in our lives. Yes. So the gospel is not banned. The good news that we get from the gospel, it is still not banned. All the promises of God, they are yes and amen for us in Christ Jesus. Right. And then maintain your confession, which is the seventh thing. And then every prophetic word is scriptural based, so we can build our lives on it. Number 9, offer your own psalm at this time. Your heart of gratitude, let something flow from your heart to the Lord. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you.
Hallelujah.
Offer your psalm. Lord, I thank you for your strength. I thank you for provision. I thank you for joy. I thank you for peace. Offer your own psalm to the Lord. And number 10, God has not changed. I love that. God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever. And then the Bible, number 11, is not a book of opinion. Many people have offered their opinion,
yes, sir,
but the Bible has outlived them.
Yes, sir.
So the Bible, it is the word of God. And the word of God endures all situations. Before COVID came, God is God.
Yes.
During COVID, God is still God. Mm-hmm. And after COVID, it will still be God.
Right.
And number 12, believe God's word. That's why we are called believers. We must believe God's word. We are not called believers because we have embraced a religion. And so, this is 2020. New businesses are imagined. Existing ones are being strengthened.
Amen.
There is strategic placement for you.
Oh, yes.
There are developmental projects happening in your life.
Yes.
This is a time of the harvest of the heart. This is a time that we will see God and his sovereignty, as many as align with his word, and to see him move all over the world. You mentioned one word tonight, which is the word glory. It means the outshining of the influence and the power of God. And because you and I carry God, this is a time that we will outshine in our career, in our businesses, in our family, in the economy of our nation, in the economy of our continent. This is the time of how shining. I love what Isaiah prophesied to this day that we are living in. He said, arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of God has risen over you. He said, darkness may have covered the heart, gross darkness the people. He said, but the Lord, because your heart is aligned to God, he said, that the Lord will arise over you and his glory shall outshine through your life. Let us pray tonight as we agree with someone out there. Whatever it is, you need to maintain your posture of faith. Father, we thank you for everyone tonight. Everyone who is under the influence of this service, thank you for your blessing. Thank you for the things that you have shared with us from your heart tonight. I will declare to everyone your peace that passes all understanding. We continue to garrison, build an empire around their heart. In this time, they will not lose their faith. In this time, they will not cave into the pressure. They will maintain their posture of faith. And Lord, you will respond to our faith. And Lord, you will cause us to prepare for the opportunities that are here upon us. Open our eyes to see. Open our ears to hear. Open our hearts to comprehend you. And thank you, because everyone under the influence of this beautiful exchange service tonight, we have exchanged our worries with your peace. We have exchanged our anxiety with your peace. And thank you for divine strength that is ministered over every family. I declare healing. I declare victory. I declare a new beginning. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' precious name. We have prayed. Amen. Thank you for coming around tonight.
Thank you so
we'll appreciate the wisdom of God that has flowed through you. Thank you. The Lord renew your strength. And hey, we win. Even at this time, we win over COVID.
Yeah.
And then everybody wins. You are out there. You can make that your confession. I win over COVID. I come out stronger. I come out better in Jesus' name. God bless you. Have a lovely evening. Shalom. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,